Now let's talk about the second quality of women. Why do women always want to make things better? Why do we enjoy making plans so much? Why do we work so hard to ensure harmony with our lover? This is the second secret about who women are. That's the motivation for so much of how we behave in relationships. And it's one of the most beautiful qualities women possess. One that is such an integral part of our psyche that we don't even think about it. And it's the answer to the questions I just asked. And here it is. Women are creators. It's in our nature to create. Women are life givers, and it's our mystery and our magic. We have the power to bring forth something out of nothing. This ability to give birth to life, to create, is most obvious when we become mothers and bring a child into the world. But whether or not we have children, as women, we're always giving birth. Always creating something where nothing existed before. If not with our bodies, then with our words, our actions, our love. We do this when we give birth to a delicious meal for our family, or a bedtime story for our child, or maybe a more effective way to market our company's product. We create when we have an intimate conversation with our partner, or when we display flowers in a vase. And as creators, women are also alchemists. We change the form of things magically. We transmute the ordinary into the beautiful and the empty into the meaningful. Women rarely encounter things we don't feel inspired or at least tempted to improve upon, right? Whether it's the way a room is decorated or the way a friend is handling a problem in her relationship. We're tempted to improve the way our partner set the table for dinner or the way the two of us are communicating. Our nature to create is so much a part of us, we rarely think about it or acknowledge it. We just do it. For instance, when you first moved in, your empty house or apartment looked like nothing. But as you walked through the rooms, you thought, I know just what to do to make it beautiful. I'm going to paint the walls a pale peach. I'll put my couch over here, my chairs over here. I'll get a rug to brighten up the floor. I'll put my plants in this corner. And before long, it looked fantastic, right? Where there was nothing, you created a warm and inviting home, and it was the most natural thing in the world for you to do. Well, that scenario sounds kind of harmless, right? How then can a woman's creative expression be a problem in her relationship with a man? Well, let's look at how women create and why it's easy for a man to misinterpret and misunderstand a woman's creative instincts. One way women create is what I call manifesting. Manifesting means creating what wasn't there before. And women love to manifest. The very act of starting with nothing and ending up with something thrills us in a deep part of our being. We experience this joy of manifesting in big and small ways every day. For instance, we hear of friends coming into town and we quickly create an impromptu party around her visit. Or we share some of our deep feelings with our partner while walking in the park and all of a sudden what was just a stroll transforms into a sweet experience of bonding. When women manifest, they create a special moment, something beautiful to look at, or something that brings another person joy. Another way women manifest is in creating and recreating ourselves. All you need to do for proof of this is walk into any major department store and look around at all the cosmetic counters. There before you are hundreds of women trying on makeup, testing new scents, and enjoying themselves immensely. Now, guys imagine this scene and roll their eyes, concluding that women are just vain or superficial. But what's happening in this store isn't vanity. It's creativity, right, ladies? It's a woman creating a look, an image, using our own face as a canvas as we become an artist. And it's the same with clothing or jewelry or the other ways women adorn our bodies. These female pastimes are ways for the female creative urge to express itself. This is why so many women love to shop, even when they don't buy anything. We're doing research for our next creative undertaking.